And in some hookups, each one of them is attached singly with a single tree to the wagon. And there's a breast chain, they call it, that runs from the collar to the extreme front of the tongue. Mm-hmm. And this helps to guide it and to pull back mm-hmm. if you're going downhill.
Oh, okay. A chain made out of metal, mm-hmm. then.
Yeah.
That's what would be on. How about if you just had one?
It was considered a shaft. Between the shafts, they okay. usually call it shaft, was the proper word. I don't know how many people knew. It's like you've seen the old one horse sleighs. It's a piece of wood that's on either side of the mule or horse and attaches to his holler that he pulls with.
Like a long, thin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now what about after you'd plow? Did you have other tools to go back over the land to break it up or smooth it out? Or?
Well, you broke it up with a turning plow.
Mm-hmm.
And you usually smoothed it up with a disc harrow, which was a horse-drawn apparatus with two mules. Hush out there! I don't believe I ever saw a one horse harrow. And then we had something called a spike tooth harrow. It was made like a triangle, and a piece of metal about that long and about that far apart, all the way around. It looked like a huge rake, really. And you could pull that with one mule or two, depending on the size of it.
And that would go through and kind of
break up the clods and whatnot.
Okay. Did you have something you could pull behind on the ground to carry tools or anything?
A slide.
Like that? Okay.
Well, now this was just to. This was transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And you know very well, I mean a sled, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a slide. I don't believe I ever heard the word sled until I was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alright. They built it themselves? People had built, just built them out of boards or something?
What you do, you find two trees with the right crook in it. You want about a 45 degree angle on both of them. And you cut them, they'll be the same length. You've got one on the ground here. Imagine this extends off one finger all the way to here, and on the upper end it comes up like that. You've got two of them parallel.
Mm-hmm.
And a cross piece across here, maybe two or three, and one on the back. And then you hook in the middle.
Just leave them like logs, like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like that. Okay.
Occasionally you get somebody get real ambitious, and they take an axe and smooth off the bottom side and make it flat, sort of like a log with one side sawed off.
So it'd pull easier.
I don't know. It didn't really pull that easy.
Huh.
Because the round configuration will pull a lot easier than that.
How about, did they make their own carts and things to push stuff around? You know?
Quite frequently.
Mm-hmm. Okay, like wheelbarrows, the same type of thing?
Yeah. When I grew up, there's about half and half. About half of them were bought and about half were made.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know black gum?
Who?
Black gum, a tree.
Mm-mm.
Well, it is. You know, in oak or even good pine, it all, what word do I want?